Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, What Did He Just Say? And the scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with their brother or sister will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to a brother or sister, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says to their brother or sister, You fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother or sister has anything against you, go first and be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. The Gospel of the Lord. The title of my talk today is, What Did He Just Say? The Jesus we meet in this section of Matthew's Gospel is not the gentle Jesus with whom we feel so comfortable, but rather a tough and somewhat frustrated teacher of his disciples, and by extension, us. The scripture scholars call this section the antithetical teachings of Jesus. He says, You have heard what I say. You have been taught what I teach. He is clearly fulfilling the law written on stone, but pushing us to a higher law that must reside in the heart of each of us as disciples. In this particular passage, he starts with murder. But then he goes on to say, if you are very angry with someone, if you hold a grudge and won't let it go, that's just as bad as murder. I would be quite sure that we all know someone in our family or among our friends who is nursing a grudge. It has happened in my family. And I've also been at the bedside of people who are dying, hanging on with the hope that they can be reconciled to some specific person before they die. Ultimately, it is the judgment we make ourselves that is the most painful. Jesus is saying, why wait? And yet, while we are healthy, we justify our feelings of being wronged or slighted. Don't call anyone Raca. That would mean something like, dumb as a doornail. Putting someone down, belittling them, embarrassing them. If you have to correct someone, don't do it in the presence of others. Leave it for a private time. And when you think about it, it usually comes from our anger. Don't call anyone you fool. That's a real put down too. It totally denies that person's ability to hold an opinion if it differs from ours. And then, in an angry or resentful frame of mind, we blithely go to Mass and Communion. We say lots of prayers. We contribute to the foreign missions, help out in the homeless shelter. And then we don't talk to our sister-in-law. Be reconciled. Be reconciled. We can't do it on our own, but openness to the Holy Spirit will give us the energy and the means to do it. ¶¶